Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all of those people who covet every book, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf, the program that brings a book every week to your house. So, our children are our investment for the future. In fact, our children are our future. It's easy to understand why we have the duty to raise our children in the best way possible and help others with their children as well. We humans, we're individuals who live together to form the family. The family makes the community, which makes the society, that builds the nation, which makes the religion, and finally, the world. If my neighbor's child grows up to be a decent human, that makes my very own environment more desirable and peaceful, and in turn, the world a better place. We find Islam to be the best method of living, for in addition to granting equity, peace, and prosperity to our communities, Islam ensures a desirable eternal afterlife as well. Therefore, we live identifying ourselves as Muslims and raise our children with that identity. However, is a Muslim who is simply Muslim by name going to make the community a better place? I think we all know the answer to that because we all know Muslims who commit sometimes the worst of crimes. A thief, a liar, the detractor can all be Muslims by names and identify as such. But that's not how we want our children and our future to become. It's therefore important to teach our children what Islam is. How do we think and why do we think like that? What are the pillars of our belief, our principles, and our doctrines? Let's take a break because I'll be back to introduce a book just about that.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you and oh God name that thou art our only king.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
We're back and you are listening to Bookshelf Broadcasting on IRIB English Radio from Iran. We were talking about how it was very important to raise decent children, how it was important that if a child is going to be a Muslim, they should know why. Today we want to introduce a book about that, a book that can help you for your children or the children of your friends or neighbors. The book has been published by Al-Balagh Foundation. Today's book is a courtesy of the Al-Balagh Foundation. We were talking about the importance of raising children properly because they are our future, and how a properly raised child is not a Muslim just by name, but also in action. We explained that actions root in understanding, and one can be a genuinely and reliably good Muslim if they understand Islam first. Islamic Doctrine Simplified is a book published by Al-Balagh Foundation containing simple passages on Islamic beliefs about God, prophethood, and the Day of Judgment. You can find the book in al-islam.org's Kids Corner, and you can download it from there for free. Read this book to your children or get them a copy to read. Alright, so I have the book in front of me right now. It's a mere 23 pages. That's really small, so your children can easily read that. Or you can read it to them at night. The contents are Allah, our Lord, thanking the Creator, Allah's love, the oneness of Allah, Allah the Omniscient, Allah's wisdom, the just, prophethood, Prophet Muhammad, miracles, the everlasting miracle, imamate, life after death, Allah's capability, the hereafter, paradise and hell, and the need to worship. I'm going to take a very short break and I'll be back with an excerpt of this book. Subhanallah. We're back on Bookshelf, broadcasting on IRIB English Radio from Iran. We were talking about how it's important to raise our children properly and that they should know why they're Muslims. We also told you that it's important to talk to children. It's important to be able to explain to children in simple language what our Islamic beliefs are. So now I'm going to read you a piece from this book called Allah's Wisdom. O mankind, the messenger has come to you with the truth from your Lord. So believe, it is better for you. And if you disbelieve, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. That was from the Holy Quran, chapter 4, verse 170. We have spoken about birds and how they care for their young and protect them from attacks by predators. You've also seen how they build their nests in distant and remote places as a safeguard. Different creatures respond in various ways to danger, like a mouse, which automatically runs away when it sees a cat. But who taught them this behavior? Animals are neither able to think nor understand in a way similar to humans. But Allah, who created them, has provided them with natural knowledge, the instinct to reproduce, to fear uncertain situations and threats, to know their enemies, where to build their homes, and numerous other abilities, deferring according to their needs. It's an impulse which exists in them, which certainly Allah the Almighty created so that animals can live and guard their lives, and without which they would be unable to survive. For man, Allah the Most High created the thumb on our hands and made it parallel to our fingers. This thumb is made of two joints, and without its styling, man would not be able to catch anything, nor do many other tasks. Progress in different fields would be strictly limited but for the unique system given to the hand. All these wonders are the result of Allah's wisdom. He is the All-Wise. The meaning of wisdom is having sound judgment in using knowledge. Allah does not work in vain and without reason or purpose for what He creates. Everything created is for the sake of this existence, and nothing is defected, as He never creates anything incomplete. Therefore we say, surely Allah is wise, because He created all for the use and in the interests of His creation. Alright, that's all the time I have. Unfortunately, if you missed the show, don't worry. We introduce Islamic doctrines simplified by Al-Balagh Foundation, and you can download the book for free from al-islam.org. You can also download an archive of our program from our website. But as for now, until next week, from IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, Bookshelf, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الذين يستمعون